Thank you for joining us today here at the CGM at Prayerline. Today our message is on fearfully and wonderfully made, fearfully and wonderfully made, as we continue on the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus Christ. Our theme right now is, my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. And in our previous lesson, we talked about the fact that we are those who need to glorify God in our bodies, and how important it is that even what we eat or drink, God looks at, and that He wants to be involved in the most mundane of circumstances. Well, God also has shown us that in His Scripture, beside the fact of what He's wanting to do in our lives today, He has had a great investment made from the very beginning of our lives in our very creation, in our coming about in this world. In Psalm 139, 13 and 14, David spoke to the Lord, saying, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." From the very beginning, God has had an investment. From the very beginning, God has blessed you with His presence and has put an eternal heart and nature within you, inbred through your living being, and will see itself through the power of God's work to become that which God wants to see thoroughly fit unto every good work under heaven. But you've got to give Him the opportunity and recognize this place of being His divine creation. Notice this passage says that I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you. Why? Because I recognize what you've done for me, and that I am yours, Lord, and made in your image, reflecting your likeness. I'm not just one of the animals here on the earth. I have a divine order that's been given to me for a purpose, and actually taking care and being the husbandman of the earth. God was telling us in this scripture that you and I have been blessed and instilled with something precious from our mother's womb, and that we were fashioned for a purpose under heaven. God doesn't make mistakes. You didn't just come out of the womb for no particular reason. And that if you can find your calling in God and find that place that He has for you, you can see His divine creation within you, and the work and the nature of God express itself through you. And as you take hold of the promises of God that are yea in His scriptures, you'll see that God has an opportunity for you to have life, and that more abundantly. It won't always be simple. It won't always be easy. We've got to put down the old carnal man that would like to corrupt us and keep us from that nature that is godly or Christ-centered, sanctified under the blood, and living a lifestyle that is under God and under heaven, perpetually being used for the pleasure of the Lord. I wonder if we realize that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Are we? Do you? When I think of what was involved in God creating my body and providing me with a body, I feel a sense of awe. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and I have to give account to God for what I've done with this body He has given me. You know, there's sometimes at the altar of God, I realize how I've just kind of got busy and kind of done things and not really given Him the respect He deserves or the thanksgiving for what He's done for me. And I haven't given Him praise for His divine creation, and I do more complaining than giving Him honor. We need to stop that from our mentality and as well from our expression of thought, and not regurgitate out negatives when God wants us to think upon whatsoever good, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is precious in His sight. We are so occupied with computers today, and they are really wonderful implements of God's creation. Man's skills being put to test and using their knowledge to produce something wonderful. But I want to point out that by far the most wonderful computers we will ever encounter are our bodies. Many Christians give much more careful attention to their computers than they do their own bodies. After all, if a computer fails or crashes or becomes obsolete, with a little extra money, we can buy another. But when it comes to the human body, we don't have that opportunity. When the computer breaks down and comes to its end of cycle, we just give up on it and we'll buy a new one. Well, we don't have that choice. We need to take care of what God has given us. We need to eat the right things, do the right exercise, be about our Father's business, and not abuse that which God has given us care of, which is our nature, our humanity, and allow Him to infuse us with the divine nature of God and allow His Spirit to reign within us and to see the fruit and the grace of His wisdom at work, that we might show forth the glory of God in our bodies, and we might give Him praise and thanks for what He's done in our lives. Recognize that you are precious in God's eyes, and don't take for granted what God has given to you. And just because someone else might look more handsome or have a better gifting maybe in their musical abilities or anything else, don't be jealous. Be thankful for what you have and believe that God's Spirit can enable and empower you with giftings and things that you don't really recognize yet, but have the potential of seeing come to fruition. Give God the chance to work His glory in your life and for your body to be all that it can be in this life, giving praise to God and thanksgiving for what He has given you. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. I proclaim with awe that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I have been redeemed. I have been cleansed. And I have been sanctified and set apart for purpose unto heaven through the blood of Jesus Christ. I give you all the praise and honor and appreciate, Lord, you're helping me to come to this time in my life and help me to learn to appreciate, to give thanks, to take hold of my calling in my life, that it would give praise to you and glory in your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being with us today. I pray that God's word made an entrance into your heart. If you need to reach us here at Covenant Grace Ministry, please get a hold of us. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. That's cgmfinc@gmail.com, or visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. That's cgmfinc.weebly.com. There's some neat things there. There's other ways you can reach the ministry, and we pray that you'll become a part of what God is doing here in this era of the church. God bless you, and thank you for being with us on the prayer line.